Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Okay, I need to tell you something right now. Matt Dyson sounds a bit different this week, don't you, Matt?
Yes, sorry. I don't know what my Dyson impression is. I'll let you know.
Just doing it like a heavy breather. I love him. I miss him. He'll be back next week, but he's ably replaced by, as you'll have heard, Chris Skull.
Hey. Hey, Matt.
Hey, so we're recording this after the show, obviously, so we know what we talked about.
I know it's another ripping episode.
Yes, mainly you ripping me and my clothes. And, I would say a key pillar of British culture.
Is what?
That you seem to have an issue with.
Is?
Shops that I go to. The shops that I go to. Charity shops.
You don't buy all your clothes in charity shops, though.
No, I don't, know.
You're really proud of your wardrobe, as well as another thing about, like, whenever you've got a new item of clothing.
It's very rare.
You like to show it off.
Do you know what? This shirt that, like, a lot of friends have said, oh, that's your best shirt. I got this for doing a Stitch Fix read on
No one
British
has ever
Scandal.
Said to me, that's your best shirt.
And these
shirt.
Trousers as well. The trousers and the shirt were from a Stitch Fix read on British Scandal. So I didn't even pick these myself. They came in a box. No, we can bleep that, can't we? Because we're not live. Oh my God, I'm an idiot. That's the first time I've ever sworn on the podcast.
There you go.
I'm so sorry. We are having fun, exactly. And when people have fun, they swear. Right. So we have got a packed show with goals, charity shop chat, football chat.
And a bit of pink jumper chat.
What more do you want from life? There we go. And then on the flip side,
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
I just had a revelation. This is a touchscreen in front of me. How many years have we been doing Absolute Radio? I never realised it was a touchscreen.
Welcome to British Broadcasting in 2024.
What else is in here?
You got a smartphone, haven't you?
It looks like a normal PC screen. I touched it and it actually moves.
Which is how little work you've done in the many times that you've been here. My God. Matt Ford and Chris Skull here with Rock and Roll Football. The early kickoff in the Premier League. Manchester United 2, Everton 0.
Yes.
Ordinarily, I know it's hard to root for Manchester United, but when your very survival is at stake, what sort of filth would begrudge a good, honest Forest fanner?
All right, fine. I'll let United win today.
After everything I've been through. And he begrudges it, meh. Oh, my word. Lots of 3 o'clock kickoffs coming up. We'll keep you updated on all of those. And here to preview them all is the man who's just discovered electricity, Chris Skull.
As we approach the 30th anniversary of the release of Blur's seminal album, Park Life, let's preview the day's footballing action while crowbarring in as many references to the Albarn, Cox and James Roundtree back catalogue as possible.
Lovely.
In our lunchtime kickoff at Old Trafford, an injury-ravaged Manchester United are taking on Everton. I'll tell you what, Fordy, this United team have had so many injuries, all they're missing is for someone to get their head checked by a jumbo jet.
Everton, this is great already.
Everton are without a win in 10 Premier League games, and that looks set to continue. The score is Manchester United 2, Everton 0, as you have heard. On Monday night, Sheffield United got rudely awakened by Arsenal. Park Life, the Blades lost that game 6-0, meaning they've conceded 18 goals in their last 5 games. Today they take on a Bournemouth team at the Vitality Stadium that have only scored 1 goal in their last 3 home league games. So when you put it all together, that's the story of a charmless fixture. But we'll keep you abreast of it nonetheless. And at Selhurst Park, life as Eagles manager has started well for Oliver Glasner, winning his first game in charge 3-0 against Burnley. And should Crystal Palace secure victory today against the Luton Town side, who have lost their last four home league lost their last four league games, that's a mouthful, Glasner will become only the second Palace manager to win his opening 2 home games. Yes, ooh, it really, really, really could happen.
Oh.
Now, Wolves gaffer Gary O'Neill is a 20th century boy at the helm of a free-scoring Wolves side who hit the net 19 times in their last 20 games. At the Molyneux from 3 p.m, all the people, so many people, will be cheering on Wolves as they take on a Fulham side who could win 3 league games in a row for the first time this season. In the 5:30 p.m. kickoff, Arsenal host Brentford. Thomas Frank versus the narcissist, Mikel Arteta. Arsenal on their title challenge may well find Roberto standing there in the face of the bees this evening.
That was a niche one.
Now, in our other lunchtime kickoff in the Championship, Cardiff host us Ipswich Town team who appeared to know no other way but winning, having won their last six fixtures in a row. And that run looks set to, set to continue. They've just scored. Cardiff City 0, Ipswich Town 1. Give me coffee and TV and rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull.
Oh, Scully, amazing, and in the middle of it.
Goal!
Breaking news, he's absolutely right. Ipswich Town scoring to go 1-0 up away at Cardiff. The Championship this season is berserk.
And Ipswich, this could be 7 wins in a row now.
Absolutely. We will keep you updated on that and all the 3 o'clock Premier League kickoffs with Chris Skull, who for once has picked some songs we actually know. Well, who is it you did last time?
The National, Foles, bands you've never heard of.
Man. A massive late goal in the Championship. It's like Cardiff have equalised at home. They have Wintle in the 95th minute. What a great name.
Yeah, apparently they haven't had a sniff, apparently, until injury time.
Here they come, my word. Well, that is interesting, isn't it? Because Leeds had won last night away at Sheffield Wednesday. And Ipswich, what does that do to the league now?
It's a great league, the Championship. I know everyone says
it is when you're not in it.
Yeah, I don't want to be in it.
Now, you may remember the last time Chris Skull was here, he was talking about getting a six-pack.
Yeah.
You're back. I've kept my powder dry on this because I don't want to say anything. I think you are looking noticeably slimmer around the jawline and neck.
Oh, here we go.
Obviously, I'll see the torso after the next song. How is your quest for a six-pack going?
I've still got 4 weeks left, so I've still got... the last 2 weeks is basically starvation. I think you kind of cheat it towards the end where you just don't eat.
Okay, and that sounds bad for your health. Looking at our resident medic, Adem. Bad for your health, he says.
Yeah.
I'd say if you wouldn't mind just showing us the goods. Is that all right?
Yeah, have a look.
So have a look. He's lifting up his shirt. Yeah, I mean, he'd be under there somewhere. In 4 weeks, you're going to have a six-pack.
This is actually a bad day to be doing a six-pack check because I've been to Freiburg. As a West Ham fan, we played in Germany and I ate bratwurst for 24 hours.
Yeah, that explains all that. One bratwurst. God, careful, kids.
Several pints of Guinness in there as well.
Oh, so you did have a few beers.
And a bottle of red wine.
Okay, well, my word.
Yeah, over the course of a day.
What a day.
What a day, though. Great country, Germany. This is why I want West Ham in there next season.
West Ham in there, Nick, you know, the Iron 66 and all that. So I've noticed something about you, and I think you have lost weight. I was always going to be cheeky about your body. Although, if you were looking genuinely shredded, I'd have said. do you notice anything different about me?
Go on.
Go on. How I look?
You're wearing a pink jumper.
I am wearing a pink jumper.
Yeah, which is not on brand.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't feel like you're a pink jumper guy.
Why not? What? Right, hang on. I'm going to tell you something about this pink jumper.
Some people just aren't pink jumper guys.
I think I'm pastel pink and pastel blue. I think they're two colours that flatter me, actually. You disagree?
It's almost exactly your skin colour as well. So it just kind of blends it. It's almost like you're naked from the belt up.
Guess where I got it?
Go on. H&M.
Charity shop.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm giving it away. I was going to ask how much...
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was going to ask how much you thought I'd pay for it. Take the charity shop element out of it. How much did you pay?
Is that second-hand? It's a second-hand.
Second-hand.
Because it looks like an old man's jumper. Like
no,
my granddad would wear stuff like
Producer
that.
Producer Dem not backing me up on this facially.
I like it.
£2.99. Close, £3.
I mean,
okay. You actually went under.
I mean this sincerely. It looks like a £3
jumper. You are a terrible, piece of work.
None of this is surprising.
See, I think it's the new me. I used to wear pink shirts a lot. And then I put on a lot of weight, so then I had to wear dark colours to...
Yeah, to counteract.
Exactly, yeah. But now I've lost a few pounds.
Yeah.
I'm certainly lighter than I was when I was wearing black all the time. I'm back to wearing pink. £3.
£3. When did you buy this? How is
yesterday.
Yesterday, wow.
British Heart Foundation.
Straight into the first team.
Straight into the first team. I was like, wow. Do you know what? Naively, I thought, I bet Scully will love it. And now look at me. Egg all over my face. An egg that probably costs more than this job. But What's the best thing you've ever bought in a charity shop? Not you, because I bet you've never set foot in one.
Oh, no,
you're
I have.
A terrible star. Oh, no. Now he realises.
I've got a good story. Do you remember the France 98? There was a Sainsbury's medal collection of the England squad.
Yeah.
I walked into a charity shop, British Heart Foundation. There it was. Complete medal collection of, like, Paul Gascoigne. Paul Gascoigne was still in the medals.
God,
so
even
I've got
though
the full
travel.
Suite of France 98 England team medals. I think that was, like, £3. It should have been more.
It should have been more. So you ripped them off.
As if that medal collection is worth the same as that.
Today
jumper.
You apologise to the British Heart Foundation.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
A shock late winner for Cardiff at home to Ipswich, which. Oh, Jesus Christ, sorry, that was fine. Did you hear that?
What's got on there?
That was my stoma hole.
Was it?
Yeah. We had this the other week with Dyson. It goes
like,
off.
That was perfect sound effect, though. That was an exact sound effect.
I've become the air horn. When they're in hospital the night, that bloke from Rock and Roll Football, he's going to need his own... I can only apologise.
That sounded too good.
I've got no control over it. I've got no control. It's not like... when my...
That's got to be a radio first. That is incredible.
It's mortifying. No. So, because it's not like I'm not saying you can always hold your trumps.
Yeah.
With you know, with your traditional folk who trump out your bums, but those of us who've been modified, who are like the next generation, we have zero control whatsoever. I mean, even with my old bum, which is my current bum, but you know, I don't use it as a bum anymore. It's just up one of those old tube stations. It's still there, but.
Aldwych.
Yeah, there's no traffic. You know?
They just use it for like a film location.
Once a year, TFL will let some historians just pop down. There's some like old posters. Go, I remember that Nike advert. but I wasn't always able to control that.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you get judged very harshly. Like, I couldn't help it, but now I definitely can't. Because it doesn't work in the same way. You've got zero control. You can't. There's no ability to hold.
Would you like me to trump? So, like, in an I am Spartacus moment.
I'm looking at producer Adem to see if this is what...
Someone has to in here.
Well, I think I think the less people trumping on air, the better is my my personal view. I think that's the Academy's view, is that it's generally frowned upon. So sorry.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
So we've had a text here regarding the matter of health. He says, further a text message a couple of weeks ago, I made a doctor's appointment regarding a pain I have in my back. I had tests and an x-ray and bits and bobs. It turned out to be nothing to worry about. Thank God. He said, I want to thank you, though, because now I'm not worried about it. Not my first time dealing with the NHS, but it really is amazing. Well, there you go. That's the whole point, is if you think there's something wrong with you, go, and then either you get great news, which is, don't worry, there's nothing wrong, and that feels good, as this Grimsby fan knows, but if there is something wrong, they found it.
Exactly.
They can deal with it.
Yeah, so confront
for crying out loud, go if you've got some sort of persistent problem, whatever it is. But text on 8 12 15 and let us know what's the best thing you've ever bought from a charity shop.
Yeah.
Quite a few people have been in touch already.
We've got some great texts. Is it Adrian texted in that he bought 5 tubs of Lego for £400? His wife thought he was mad. The value of these tubs of Lego is so far just under £4,000.
What?
How? How big are these tubs of Lego?
Yeah,
going to need more information.
Yeah, and were they just like a big general tub of Lego, or they?
And then he constructed it into properties worth £4,000.
Yeah, he's making a killing in the buy-to-let market, this fella. These are springing up all over East London. So one says, I've got a charity shop by a Lego Millennium Falcon. £60 worth £250.
Wow.
That's expensive for a charity shop, though, £60.
Yeah.
Oh, could have bought 20 of these.
How did they know it was
pink
worth,
jumpers?
That's quite a big... How did they arrive at that figure? The people in the charity shop?
Maybe they've Googled it, gone, this is worth £250.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you just Google it.
Yeah.
Value, yeah.
They've got the internet in charity shops these days.
So that means they Googled your pink jumper and went, £3.
Kirsty in Glasgow says, I bought my best buy at a charity shop was a Louis Vuitton trench coat for £24.99.
I do have this fantasy of walking past a charity shop and seeing something that I know has a lot of value that is being sold for next to nothing.
That's the whole point of a charity shop. What are you on about? Like, do you mean like Del Boy, that it would make you like a million quid.
Exactly that. Exactly.
When you have this fantasy, do you picture what it is?
The Mona Lisa.
God. You know, there are some very rare old pink jumpers out there with a few quid.
If I put this picture on social media, don't everyone report it.
For what?
For nudity, because it looks like it's skin coloured jumper.
My skin is not that pink. Chrissy Hamilton on social media, one of Millwall's top geezers, said I picked up a Frank Bruno autobiography for a quid, and it was actually signed by the big man himself.
That happened to me with a Peter Ustinov autobiography.
Wow.
I bought many years ago in a charity shop, and I opened it up. And it was
signed by Frank Bruno.
Lovely stuff.
Do you know what? I got so excited at my little joke, I fluffed it. Oh, man. That's incredible to have a signed Frank. Do you know what? My local vicar gave me a signed photo of Frank Bruno once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nice little gift, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think he'd been in Nottingham signing him. He doesn't like charity shops. He doesn't like any talk of the cloth. He's a heathen who does all his clothes shopping brand new, is Chris Skull. Someone here says, I was rummaging through a £5 bargain bin in a charity shop many years ago. I'd recently graduated, so was skint. I spotted a white C shape at the bottom of the bin and realised it was a vintage Chanel handbag. TV box, shaped with a tassel. I hang it on my wall. Very recently, I had it restored. It's now worth £2,500.
And that is the ultimate charity shop experience, isn't it? Like an old Chanel handbag that only you know it has tremendous value.
That's Del Boy's pocket watch, that is. Until we get... But also, the thing that you found doesn't have to be... like, worth tons of money. It's not about, oh, you bought it for £3. I bought this for £3, and it's a brilliant jumper. So I'm as happy as Mary from Southgate is with a Chanel handbag.
Yeah,
maybe I'm happier.
Yeah, yeah, that's priceless to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on happiness. That was £3 at the British Art Foundation. Just on my stoma hole making a bit of a racket earlier, Stu in Rochdale says, guys, if Fordy's bum 2.0 had let go on air a couple of months ago, it would have been in line for a couple of Brit Awards. Best new fartist, perhaps.
Oh, lovely stuff.
But also satire on the state of the British music industry. Good for you, Stu. Someone here, there's so many great things people are getting from charity shops. Someone here says... brand new pair of Levi 501s for £6. Tags still on.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you wouldn't buy jeans either, would you?
I don't know how much Levi 501s. Are they expensive? I don't know. I've never bought Levi.
Yeah.
Not in a way, yeah? I'm not a Levi's guy.
Well, what brand do you wear?
I don't know. I thought Levi's was a 90s thing. Is it not?
I think they're around before the 90s, mate.
No, but that's what... do you remember Ben Sherman shirts in the 90s?
Again, around before the 90s. Lambretta, around before...
I think all this stuff was exclusively the 90s. Kickers, remember Kickers shoes?
Yeah, I remember Kickers
shoes.
But you know, they're not like foodstuffs. You don't just have to consume them within like a few days of buying. Stuff comes in and out of fashion. And also, it's just about the stuff that you like, Chris.
I'm surprised that you're telling me this. Because it feels like you haven't got your finger on the pulse of popular culture, especially in fashion.
Oh, I know I haven't. I know I haven't. But that's the difference. I know I haven't. You think you have.
I've told this story before, but once we went to a pool party in Italy and Fordy turned up wearing like a whole cartoon outfit. Like every item of clothes he had on had cartoons on. Like a teenager. If a teenager wore that, you'd go, you're a bit old for that.
They were.
Yeah, I swear it's like Homer Simpson swimming shorts or something. Or Bart Simpson swimming shorts.
I know the exact clothes.
I think every item of clothing was novelty.
No,
at a pool party.
No! You're making out like that. I'm one of those guys who wears like a musical tie to be a character in like the workplace. That was not it. I had a particular collection.
Bet that you had lost.
I had a particular collection of hot holiday wear. So if you're going abroad to a hot place, because I was bigger then, fatter then, than I am now. So I needed, firstly, clothes, shirts that stretched and that didn't show the sweat.
Yeah.
Cotton was not a choice. So I needed sort of elasticated stuff and they had dark patterns on. I also enjoyed wearing clothes that you would only wear on holiday. And yes, some of them had cartoon sharks on.
Cartoon sharks!
Also, it was a wedding. Like, what was I thinking wearing this? So bad.
I know. And remember, Jennifer Saunders was there. Were you not embarrassed when she turned up? She's no, really super classy.
But didn't... I'm worried now that everyone was laughing at me behind my back. Or is this
no,
just
I,
you?
I said it to your face.
Yeah, you But I'm because you obviously thought it was such a dumb thing to do that maybe everyone thought, I didn't want to look like... I didn't want to look like, you know, like Americans on holiday.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what I look like?
Yeah, you did.
Rock and roll football with Virgin Bet.
OK, it's time to play for £1,000 thanks to Virgin Bet. On the line now, we have Jordan, who's a Wrexham fan. Hello, Jordan.
How you doing?
Very good. Well, what a big day it is for you. Chasing promotion, away at Morecambe, and also with a chance to win £1,000. This could be a very, very happy day for you.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, fingers crossed.
And do you think Wrexham are going to pull it off an amazing double promotion?
I reckon so, 100%.
Oh, there we go. That's the confidence.
Yeah, rooting for them all the way.
Oh, we're so happy for you, and we really hope that you do well today. So, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you three sports-related questions. All you need to do is answer each question correctly to win £600. You get £200 for each correct answer, and to win an additional £400, answer the bonus question. So, you can either walk away with the money you win or risk losing it all for a shot at the bonus question. Do you understand?
All understood, yeah. Sounds
excellent.
Good.
So, your time begins after I finish asking the first question. Who is the current manager of Newcastle United?
Eddie Howe?
Yes. Which Premier League club is nicknamed the Hatters?
Ooh. Luton Town?
Yes! Which Scottish Premier League team plays their home games at Ibrox?
Ibrox? Celtic?
No! But you did get the first two questions correct. So, £200 for Eddie Howe, an extra £200 for Luton Town. So, that's £400. Now, thanks to Virgin Bet, we're going to give you the chance to win an extra £400 by answering a bonus question. So, you can either walk away with what you've won so far, £400, or you risk losing all of that if you don't get the bonus question correct. You'll have 15 seconds to answer the bonus question. What would you like to do?
I'll gamble.
Right, he's going to gamble.
Good lad.
May as well.
Absolutely. So, here we go. You've got 15 seconds on the clock. Your time will begin after I've finished asking the question. For additional £400, Aston Villa played Ajax in the Europa Conference League in midweek. But which Dutch city are Ajax based in? Is it Amsterdam or Eindhoven?
I don't know. Amsterdam?
Yes! Oh, it turns out you did know. £800, Jordan. My word, how does it feel?
Excellent. Nice one, guys. That's brilliant. Cheers.
Oh, Jordan, we're delighted for you. Got any idea what you might spend the money on?
Absolutely no idea. I didn't think I'd get a call. Maybe a trip to Amsterdam, maybe.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely. How perfect and poetic. Jordan, have a great weekend, mate. Congratulations. For another chance to win, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk. It's all thanks to Virgin Bet, where you can bet £10 on football this weekend and get a free £5 bet when you opt in through the Virgin Bet app. 18 plus, bet responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
Rock and roll football with Virgin Bet. £5 max free bet. Place bet within 48 hours of race. Main market win part of each way bet. Use free bet in 7 days on Sportsbook. T's and C's apply. 18 plus bet responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Big goals in the Championship, Chris Scull.
Yes, at Hull City were 1-0 up against table toppers Leicester City, but Jamie Vardy's just scored a penalty. It's 1-1. Leicester have only won one of their last four games. Is their season falling apart?
Could it be? Could it be? Let's hope another East Midlands club doesn't implode. Nottingham Forest Football Club, who for the first time in, well, since my operation, I went to watch them last weekend.
Yeah.
Went to Nottingham Forest against Liverpool at the City Ground. And I, even though we lost 1-0, it was one of the most magical days of my life.
Was it?
It was off the scale. Oh. How phenomenal. When you've not been somewhere for ages, and when you've been through something that stops you going and that comes with all the difficulty, you know, you would imagine. Even just clapping eyes on a football stadium again is amazing. The fact that it's the City going up, my God, what a day.
Did the club look after you?
They did. The club looked after me, mate. They looked after me, mate. They got me a nice little seat and you know, all my mates were there and all that. Mark Crosley was with us, Jason Lee. And anyway, the coolest thing that happened was... They said, do you want to be pitch side for Mull of Kintyre? So before kickoff, they play Mull of Kintyre. We sing over it, City Ground, and Mr. Rollingham from the Trent. Now, I've sung that God knows how many times, but I'd never stop and listen to everyone else sing it. You just belt it out, don't you?
Yeah.
Like I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Yes.
But a bit more rousing and like... Because that's very sweet, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, yeah. Isn't it? When you're pitch side at a football match, at pitch level, well, you know this, yeah. Being a stadium host, and you've got all the sides of it... belting it out, it takes you to a completely different place.
Yeah.
I stood there for what I thought was just going to be like a jaunty experience, just like, oh, it'd be fun to be near the dugout and near the thing. I was in pieces.
Were you?
I had to struggle not to fully weep because I knew I then had to hobble back round the pitch on my crutches. It took me to space.
You were on the pitch side, you were right by the pitch as the players coming out.
Come out the tunnel right past me.
Oh, wow.
It was like being a mascot again as a kid.
Yeah.
And it's mad that chatting to footballers, when you're a kid and you idolise footballers, they're grown adults and you're like, you look up to them, don't you? And they're gods. And then when you're the same age as them, it doesn't fully demystify it a bit, but you're like, oh, I feel too young to have been... in a generation that's regarded as fully grown. And then when you get older than them, in a way it becomes normal again. You're like, well, I'm old and they fit young men. It makes sense to root for them. I'm not capable now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Meeting some of the players after the game, Ryan Yates and Anthony Elango, two lovely men. It's so weird to be 41 and slightly... not like...
idolising.
Yeah, of like... blokes in their 20s.
Fanboying.
Yeah, over a 26-year-old. I thought you played really well today. Look, you did good for Forest. Just like, talked to them like I was a child. But what was really funny was my dad came with us and he supports Liverpool. And we're in the tunnel afterwards and Klopp is in the tunnel. He was like, OK, that's cool. And then when we're going around the back, Klopp is in the car park. I said, Dad, Klopp. And he, all I heard was him go, oh, hello, Mr. Klopp, sir. Just like, he was even more embarrassing than I was. Like, it's all right for me. I'm in my 40s. I'm a relative child compared to a man in his 60s. But see, your dad basically did exactly the same thing. Oh, hello, Mr. Klopp, sir.
Did he have a picture?
It all happened too fast. I was on crutches, so I was like, man. He did get a picture with him in the background, but he got to meet him on his final season.
Yeah.
So that was cool, but man.
But you go into your first game and it's a last-minute winner for Liverpool. Heartbreak.
It hurt. Especially with all the controversy around it.
Yeah.
They cheated the waiter. I didn't think... Do you know what? When you're at the game and, like, you miss it or whatever, you're like, sorry, what's everyone complaining about? Like, when you're watching our match of the day, you're like, what? But at the time, you're like, did they? I've completely missed it. I find it so distracting because we were so near the away fans. Even now, I find it completely... I find it too distracting to be near supporters of another club.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
just watching them, thinking,
yeah. Oh, I hope we lose. Stop singing songs.
Exactly, yeah. Where have you been for the last 2 hours? Oh, you've woken up now. Just like bitter and sad. But apart from that, I had a lovely day.
Oh, I'm glad you're back.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is the most exciting part of the season now because the title race, relegation, European spots.
And the evenings get warmer, sunset later. I love this time of year.
The sunset, the sunrise gets earlier.
Yeah.
Just that smell. You know what I've noticed a bit more walking around the country? I say that. My mobility's not great. I mean, just like getting to the end of my street. Smell of lavender.
Yeah.
Love the smell of lavender.
Also, you get always in March, you get a day like we've had here in London today where it's a bit sunny. Just for a moment, you think, this is a hint of what's to come.
Summertime in London is great.
Oh.
It's such a party, isn't it?
Oh, lovely.
Everyone's happy for one day in London. People in London are actually nice to each other for one day.
The sun hits your face and you can forget about what a cesspit this city is.
You've saved up all year for that one pint. But you're going to savour every last drop of it. Now, I didn't tell you why I bought the pink jumper. I've been discussing my pink jumper that I bought at a charity shop yesterday, British Heart Foundation. I bought it at the British Heart Foundation, Hillsborough, because I was in Sheffield yesterday.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. I went to two football matches this week. I went to Forest, Liverpool last Saturday. Last night, I went to the Yorkshire Derby, Sheffield Wednesday against Leeds United, which Leeds won. I went with a good friend of the show, John Richardson.
Lovely.
And he'd got us into the posh bit at Hillsborough.
Lovely
padded seat.
Was it a lounge or a box?
We were in a box with the Singh family, a lovely family in Sheffield who work with a charity that John's involved in, tied to a local hospital. And but it was a mixed. They had a couple of Leeds fans in there, of which John was one. I was sort of rooting for Leeds because I was there with him.
Yeah.
But obviously Leeds then score either side of half time, so then you're like, oh man. So I bought this for that because I was worried I was going to be cold, so I had to buy a jumper, hence why the panic buy.
That's so it's an emergency.
It was an emergency buy. Wow. I needed this thing. But I really didn't mind who won. But I was sort of there as a neutral. I was kind of like the SDLP in the middle of the Yorkshire politics. I was like, well, you know... I don't really mind out of the two of you who wins. I think it's the most awkward I've ever felt.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you were quite good, and you know, but Leeds, you know, they are strong. And like, basically didn't have an opinion on anything because I was there as like a mediator between these two clans.
And did you get like a Yorkshire-based meal? Is there like a...
It was roast pork with mashed potato and broccoli.
Yorkshire puddings?
No. But then they'd be giving them every day, wouldn't they? Every game they'd be getting Yorkshire. Yeah, but I guess they have pork in Yorkshire, don't they? If you had pork in Yorkshire, text us on 850.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Fact check.
Score Dyson, correction, there is no Matt Dyson. I love this. Dave in Preston wants to know, what does William Hague think about the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow that went so horribly wrong?
I don't think I've done a William Hague impression for about 15 years.
I'm so excited to hear it.
OK, I'll try and summon him.
It's always via Roy Hodgson.
Oh, lovely. Oh, wow. Well, the honourable member for the Wonka Factory finally accept that the disgraceful excuse for a fake exhibition is something that shames the whole country. Yeah. And I say to Mr. Wonka, this is being done in your name. Young children who thought they'd bought a golden ticket. Does that sound like William Hague?
Yeah.
Let me try and get it better. Hold on.
He's older now than the last time you did it.
He always had a slight tremor, like, The Willy Wonka will the Prime Minister agree with me that the Willy Wonka experience has broken hearts not only across Glasgow but across the world? Yeah. And all those involved should hang their heads in shame. Yeah. Young boys and girls dreaming of a scrumdiddlyumptious bar or indeed getting in a Wonkavator were sadly let down. And isn't this the reality, Mr. Speaker, that this is a government run by Oompa Loompas? Yeah. And that wasn't a reference to the Prime Minister's height. This is great fun, isn't it? We'll just do this for 3 hours next week. But, Mr. Speaker, doesn't the Prime Minister agree with me that we should open a Willy Wonka experience as a matter of urgency? And not only should 5 children be given a golden ticket, but every child in the land. It doesn't sound like him anymore. I think I've got to admit...
No, I think it's good. You've got the essence of him.
You've captured the essence of
Hague. How many people listen to this going, who is William Hague?
Most people. Most people listen to this going, I thought it was supposed to be a football show. They seem to have footage from the House of Commons where Willy Wonka has been discussed on the floor of the House of Commons, Mr. Speaker. Yeah. Oh, I'd like to apologise, actually, to, not only to Mr Wonka, but to the Oompa Loompas and to Violet Beauregard for the comments I made last week. And I hope I can remain a speaker if it pleases Mr Gloop. Mr Gloop can sit down. He's eaten quite enough. Thank you very much.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Wow, Dyson, what an afternoon.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
You know what I should say as well is I was a little bit harsh. I know you're going for that six-pack. I was honest about the fact that I think you lost weight and stuff. A bit harsh when you revealed your belly, which I think was harsh.
Why?
Of me. It was unfair. You were making yourself vulnerable and I should have...
I would make myself vulnerable for you.
Oh.
If you were...
okay.
Should we have a...
I'm blushing.
I'll strip it off now if you want. I'll see it.
What I meant to
I'll
say...
I'll go full bum out.
What I meant to say, you've got a great body on behalf of everyone
it's
here.
It's getting better, man. I had a big Christmas.
Well, what you... if you're still working it off in March...
Yeah, this is the thing about fitness. I think we covered it on the last time I was in. It's actually, you've got to work so hard and be so strict. It's actually... It's not for me.
It's not worth bothering me.
I'm gonna have a six pack for one day and then go back to the old me. Slowly.
Yeah, but great. But then you'll have those photos forever.
Yeah, those photos forever.
What I meant to say was actually your teeth are fantastic.
I've changed my tooth brace recently. Actually,
is that what's done it?
Yeah, genuinely. I went on Amazon and looked for the best teeth whitening toothpaste.
And what is it?
And it actually, I can't remember.
Pearl drops.
It's pink and green is the label. I can't remember.
Pink and green toothpaste.
Yeah, it's like a pink and green label. It looks like it might be cheap, but
is
it's
it
not
legal?
Yeah, I think so. And
I've never heard of a toothpaste.
It's really
in pink
come through. It's whatever the number one rated toothpaste is.
Okay, well,
yeah, there you go. Yeah,
brush your teeth, floss. Go to
if
the doctors.
If you want any other tips, I'm here.
This show is just so much more than football, isn't it? It's just life and health and a bit of vanity, but in a healthy
bit of vanity
way.
Just to help you fine tune your life.
See you next week.
Bye.
Oh, and Scully, thank you for doing the podcast
Matt,
and for the show.
For having me.
You're always fantastic.
What a lovely old time we've had, as always.
See you soon.